Good morning. Low clouds, fog, and areas of drizzle common again this morning across interior New York and New England. The showers that moved through during the overnight period have passed along and now are sliding across the New England coast and out to sea. A bit of a lull in the activity as energy shears off to our north and west, leaving us cloudy with some breaks of sunshine today, but generally dry outside of a few spotty areas of drizzle. And this will prevent temperatures from climbing all that much, and highs will be left in the upper 40s and lower 50s once again. Another round of moisture will head in tonight with scattered showers, otherwise cloudy skies, and lows back into the upper 30s. Drier air will move in on Wednesday, and here is our best opportunity for some sunshine. Still, plenty of clouds will be mixed in, but it will be dry on Wednesday, and highs will reach back into the mid-50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Ohio Valley, where what's left of Zeta will merge with a storm system from the southern plains and produce a low-pressure area that'll work its way across the mid-Atlantic region and south of Long Island. On this track, clouds will thicken on Thursday morning and a round of rain, some of it heavy, will be likely across the area, especially southern New York and New England, where the heaviest rain will fall. Thursday's temperatures will reach to about 50 ahead of the wet weather. More rain on Thursday night, but as colder air filters in, some of the region, especially northernmost New York and New England, will transition to wet snow by Friday morning. In fact, during the first half of the day on Friday, with more cold air coming in from the north, a large part of interior New York and New England could see accumulating snow, especially across the higher terrain. Accumulations are less likely in valley locations, especially in southern parts of the area, but still some wet snow is possible before things wind down later in the day. High temperatures on Friday will be in the lower 40s. A cold area of high pressure will build in with lots of sunshine for Saturday in the upper 40s and more sunshine in the lower 50s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, record cold temperatures will stick around over portions of the Intermountain West and the nation's heartland. This past weekend's snowstorm has evolved into an ice storm in the southern and central plains. The latest snowfall forecast through Wednesday afternoon calls for over a foot of snow in the higher elevations of New Mexico and over 6 inches in portions of the southern high plains. Ice accretion in parts of central Oklahoma is likely to cause numerous travel delays, downed tree limbs, and power outages. Farther west, a prime setup for potentially damaging Santa Ana winds continues to unfold, with strong wind gusts and many power outages reported across California. Fire weather conditions are dire, with the combination of intense wind gusts and very dry humidity levels. And the historic 2020 Atlantic tropical season roars on, with Hurricane Zeta set to enter the Gulf of Mexico today. Zeta will head north and is expected to make landfall along the central Gulf Coast late Wednesday. Impacts along the central Gulf Coast and portions of the Deep South include, but are not limited to, soaking rainfall, inland flooding, hurricane conditions, and dangerous storm surge. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing fog and 23 degrees with a west wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 19 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 43, 96% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 49 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 42, that's 4 degrees below normal. 29 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.75 inches for the month, and 28.29 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 79, set in 1963. And the record low, 21, in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:54 p.m. 10 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few showers possible today and highs in the 40s. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few showers possible today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers tonight in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few showers possible today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s. Thickening clouds Thursday morning with rain in the afternoon, near 50. A cold rain Thursday night, transitioning to wet snow from north to south, especially across the higher terrain by Friday morning. This will taper off to showers Friday afternoon, with highs in the lower 40s. Sunny and cool on Saturday, upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Sunday, lower 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.